violent earthquake of magnitude 5.1 shook the southeastern suburbs of Los Angeles last week, causing some damage but no major injuries. Nerves were on edge as smaller aftershocks rumbled through the region. At the Los Angeles County Emergency Operations Center, young people display disaster supplies, from flashlights and batteries to emergency blankets. They are training with FEMA Corps under the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the National Service Program AmeriCorps. Ongoing training also ensures coordination among emergency responders. L.A. County has 88 cities and scores of agencies, and Leslie Luke of the Office of Emergency Management says the region has to be ready for any kind of disaster.
Well, just here in the last month, we've had a wildfire, we've had a severe rainstorm which caused mud flows and debris flows, we've had an earthquake.
At the Red Cross in nearby Long Beach, the message is also preparedness, since people will be on their own for at least 3 days after a disaster. They'll need their medications and a first aid kit. Red Cross official Margaret Arbini Madonna says that in an earthquake, people need to react when the shaking starts.
So you go under your counter or something to protect your head and neck from falling objects. So drop cover and hold on till the shaking stops.
She says an emergency kit should include a radio, ideally one like this with several functions.
So it's got an alarm, it's got a light, it's got an AM/FM radio.
Earthquakes are a fact of life in California, and a quake of magnitude 8 or higher could strike along the San Andreas Fault in coming decades. The fault runs north to south through the state, and thousands died in its last major rupture near San Francisco in 1906. Scientists say it could wreak havoc again there or near Los Angeles. But smaller quakes can be deadly if they strike close to cities, like the magnitude 6.7 quake that hit Northridge, California 20 years ago. It killed more than 50 people. Seismologist Kate Hutton of the California Institute of Technology says an early warning system is now in development. It could give precious seconds of warning after a trembler strikes the region as ground waves are approaching.
And, you know, get under the desk or get out of the elevator or slow the trains down or, you know, all these different things that could be done in that short amount of time.
But she says there is no way to predict earthquakes, and so for now, being prepared is the best defense. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.